Hey, Flames fans, welcome to another special episode of Flames Unfiltered. We're your hosts, Kyle Lewis and Brad Burrard. And today, we are talking about remarkable special Flames goals.
Epic.
Flames. Epic. That's the word.
Epic. That's what it is.
So it's an even better, like, it's like the top tier.
I wish we had more of them for this franchise.
Well, maybe that's why I did the intro the way I did, because there's so few. Right,
you know,
that's not actually true. There's some pretty amazing ones, and we didn't prep this at all. So I know we both gave it some thought, but it's gonna be fun to see.
I wrote some notes down. So I could.
I got a few on my phone.
Yeah. I mean, there's some. I mean, I think when you look at this franchise and you say, okay, what goal does everybody remember the most? I think you got to bring up the 1989 Stanley Cup Final Game 6, Lanny McDonald. Yeah. Insurance, you know, I mean, this goal at the Montreal Forum was a huge goal, right?
Well, yeah, it's the only team that ever won a cup on Forum Ice that wasn't the Habs themselves.
And it's the only cup that we can celebrate as Flames fans. So I think that's the most epic goal in Flames history.
Yeah.
Was it the best one? No. Was it the one that I was the most excited about? No, I was pretty young.
I was extremely young.
But I remember it, you know. But there's been a lot of them that really have stood the test of time, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, nothing in terms of importance, there's nothing really that's going to top that, but there's been a lot. And we kind of take them for granted because, you know, the years go by and obviously the team hasn't really won anything of any consequence since then, so. I mean, because really all there is to win is the cup at the end of the day. You could talk about President's Trophy or division titles or whatever, but that one kind of stands alone.
I think a couple other ones that stand out is kind of like a barrage of them, and that's what I call the eliminator goals. The Martin Jelena, the 2004 playoffs. Yeah. You know, he had the Game 6 game winner versus San Jose that sent the Flames to the Stanley Cup Finals. He had the Game 6 OT winner
versus
Detroit that ended that series. And that was late. You know, that was an overtime. And then in Game 7 of the Vancouver series, he had the OT winner of that one that clinched that first round. I mean, that's boom, 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 three rounds in a row.
Yep.
Like, this is big-time clutch goal scoring. And many people argue, scored the goal that would have won another cup that – is arguable. Did it go in? Did it not? With Nikolai Habibulin of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, I don't think that's debatable, but
if I don't
tread carefully here, that's going to become the whole episode. So, yes, the Jelena goals. I mean, all of them. The one against Detroit, especially, is the one that stands out the most to me.
Really?
I remember the one against Nabokov in San Jose though as well, but it doesn't seem to get anywhere. Well, it wasn't an overtime, right?
You know that San Jose. That San Jose goal when he scored that. I remember I was living on my own. I had bought a house by myself and I was living there, and I would come home from work because that San Jose series for you, it had to have been mind-blowingly late, but I would come home. Yeah. I'd come home from work at 6 o'clock, and the game would be at 9 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock time in Calgary. But I remember I would come home and I would be like, all right, it's going to be late, because I would be so loaded up on Bacardi rum and and whatnot that I would be up late listening to the post game radio. It was harder, much harder back then than it is now. But I, you know, it was that big of a deal. I remember coming home, setting my alarm, sleeping for a couple hours, and then getting up for the night, ordering pizza, whatever. It was just a time in my life that was just wonderful. And gosh, was that, I remember when he scored that, I jumped off the couch and like tore my shoulder so bad. I couldn't lift my arm for like a week.
Wow.
It sent me to the ground crying. And I remember that night I had a fair amount to drink that night. I remember getting on my computer and ordering that. Remember I know you have one, that khaki colored Western Conference Champions hat that Aginla wore.
Yeah.
I remember ordering it that night.
Yeah. Fun fact, I talked to one of the editors of the Hockey News not that long ago, and he was going to try and send me all of the articles they'd written had the Flames won. But when the company was sold, I think all that stuff just got deleted or lost or whatever. But anyway, he was never able to recover any of it. But yeah, another epic, epic, epic goal from that run. Because of it was an overtime, because of how he celebrated with Steve Monitor.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that, oh. The way he, the pass, the way that he just strode in, like, just, and just shot top corner, the way he ran on the ice. He played for the St. John Flames, too, for a while. Huge part of that cup run. He was the piece we traded to get Christian Eustelius, but that goal was just, oh, man, that was so cool. It was like, oh God, probably 2 a.m. here. I was in high school. I was 16 years old, and I was wearing one Flames jersey to school every day and a second one as a cape during that whole run. It was, I had a little flag too, and I just like wave. I asked my history teacher, I'm like, is it okay if I wave this flag periodically throughout the class? He's like, yeah, go ahead. It's fine.
Oh, I remember, oh, that was some good times, some good, good times. And we know we might, we'll do a special episode just on that run. We will do that. One of these. One
no,
of
we're
these.
Gonna have to. We're gonna have to.
We'll
but,
do that.
But in terms of other goals, it depends on how you rank them too, because we know about the importance of them. So I go back to being in attendance for Johnny Gaudreau's game tire against Anaheim in 2015.
Yep.
And the call, deft, delicate, deadly, Johnny Gaudreau. You know, like that was really cool.
How about Johnny Gaudreau's 2022 playoff? Round one, game seven, oh, overtime versus Dallas. I mean, that's got to be up there in this franchise's top goals. A goal that really should have never went in because of the angle he was at.
Oh, it was wild.
Got over Ottinger's shoulder is beyond me, but especially on how well he had played in that series. But, I mean, that's got to be one of the top fives too, right?
That goal, I remember. I can't remember if Jim Gaudreau called me or I called him. At like it was like 1:30 or 2 in the morning here, and he was just screaming, losing his mind, and so was I. Like, and that's actually when we agreed to meet in Calgary later that week for the series against the Oilers. I honestly, I don't exaggerate when I say that was one of the happiest nights of my life. Yeah. I was so tired at work the next day. I was just exhausted, but it was so, so cool.
Yeah, that was a fun run. That was a really fun run.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, now that we're talking about it, we're doing epic goals. We'll have to do an episode sometimes on the nicest goals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether it's like the Farabee one, the Preck one the other night, the Kadri ones over the years, some of the Ginla's. Like, but yeah, in terms of epic, like there's actually more than I probably would have previously thought.
We're forgetting one, and I have one right on the tip of my tongue.
Theo Fleury, 1991. Is that the one?
Game six, first round, 1990. Think about this, though. As many highlight shows that you'll see the Lanny McDonald goal, I will argue anybody that this goal is the second most or even the most viewed Calgary Flame intro highlight ever was Theo Fleury sliding down the ice on his back. I mean, yeah. It's on highlights on everything. It's on game.
I was used on Hockey Night in Canada forever.
Yes.
I think that goal, actually, I've seen it more than I've seen the McDonald one, if I'm being honest.
I think you're, you know, I think you're right. I think this is a goal. This may be the most viewed Flames goal ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it likely is. The other one, the shift with the Ginla, where Soprikin scored in game six. Game five against Tampa. I actually ran downstairs in my underwear to high-five my dad. I was laying in bed watching it, and I've just lost my fucking mind. But yeah, that's and people kind of forget it was Soprikin that scored it, and he was actually a really good Flame for the brief time that he was in Calgary. Oh, yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, and he was part of the trade along with Denis Gauthier to bring in Damon Lankow, who became one of the better centers we had. Yeah. So there's some more history for you. But yeah, that goal is up there with in terms of importance with every other one except for, you know, obviously McDonald's. And I think Gilmore had another one in that game six against Montreal as well, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, massive goal.
The Flames went on to lose that series in game seven, but that game six goal, man, it stands the test of time. There's a picture of it hanging. I got a canvas of that one on in my bathroom, actually.
Oh, nice.
really, 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 really fun moment. One that often gets forgotten, but the importance was huge. Round one, game six, 2015. Matt Stajan scores a game-winning goal against Vancouver to clinch a series. First game back after the death of his son. How does this not? I mean,
He scored a penalty shot goal in the regular season though when his son died.
He did. But this was this first series after.
It was the same season.
I believe so. That's what my notes.
And you're probably right.
It was the first season back after the death of his son.
Right. Okay. So that series, that goal, I had told my girlfriend at the time, Karen, I had said, if the Flames win this series, I have
to. Your girlfriend named Karen?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. She was really nice too. She liked horses though, which is just, ugh. Anyway.
It's expensive.
That's only one of the problems. Anyway. But I had told her, I said, if the Flames win, I have to go to Calgary. She, what do you mean you have to go? I'm like, well, I just decided I have to go. So that's how I wound up in the series against the Ducks, right? I remember that so well. Because he was on a line with Michael Ferland and David Jones. One of the biggest, and you know, for a guy much maligned because he's part of the FNF trade. Luckily for us, not so much for Dion, his play fell off a cliff after he left Calgary, but Stajan, you know, wasn't gonna be that number one center. That first game he played against Carolina when he was acquired with Aginla, it looked good, you know, and it was never to be. And he kind of got that jokey moniker of Matty Franchise, but he became a super important mentor, faceoff specialist, penalty killer, chipped in the occasional offense. And then he scored one of the biggest goals in Flames history.
He was a key player for this franchise for quite some time.
A very long time. Yeah.
And really a lot of the time he was always remembered as the guy that didn't work out in the FNUF trade. Yeah, you're right. But like we forget how important he was.
But that was, you know, without going into that, too much of that trade, but like that was like there was so many spare parts thrown in there. There was Freddie Shostrom, Keith Ollie went the other way as well, who was a World Junior standout at the time. But yeah, Freddie Shostrom was involved, Jamal Mayers, Nicholas Hagman.
Yeah,
like it was just kind of ridiculous. Not unlike the Doug Gilmore trade, in that Toronto, as they often seem to do with Calgary, end up taking a key part of our team. We get a bunch of spare parts back. But Matt Stajan actually made that trade pretty palpable, you know, in retrospect.
Yeah.
But yeah, that goal was absolutely huge. And the patience he showed to roof that on Ryan Miller. Like, yeah. I've gone back and watched that many, many times as well. Like, and that's the thing. We talked on prior episodes about the mediocrity of the Flames. Like, it's easy to take some of those moments for granted. And realistically, not going to get like all, you know, philosophical here, but what more do you have in life than moments that mean something to you, right? And when you can think back on, you know, where you were when a goal was scored, or if you were at a certain game and that happened, like, you know, that's what it's all about.
There's a ton of goals that I see highlights for, and even goals not related to the Flames, because like we all have other favorite teams, whether it be junior hockey, college hockey, you know, we all have other favorite hockey teams too. So, sure. I remember moments where I can tell you right where I was at, what I was doing, and the second that went in, and a lot of them, yeah, because I'm such a huge Flames fan. Most of them are Flames, but it holds true with every team, and that's what makes sports so damn fun, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
When I was doing my little bit of research on this, getting ready for this show, it's kind of funny because like if I said to you right now, who are the top five Flames goal scorers in the history of the Flames? Could you name all five? I mean, I would have been wrong.
No, probably not.
I would have been wrong. Like, Aginla leads it. Theron Fleury is second. Joe Nieuwendyk, which he's so forgotten in this franchise, how good he was. He's third. Gary Roberts was fourth. And Kent Nielsen was fifth. None of those are recent players, which is sad. But you know, you look though, like Jerome Aginla doesn't have one of the epic goals, but scored so many goals that were so important to this franchise.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I remember so many of the goals he scored in that 2004 playoff run. I remember his 50th against Jocelyn Thibault and the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
And I could have bought that jersey for like $2,000 10 years ago. I don't know why the hell I didn't, but that's what that's worth now. Yeah, there's still like some huge goals, but in terms of it, like importance, an epic moment. Yeah, there wasn't. Again, there's some in that playoff run, but other than that, not a ton of the big ones were his.
What was the most epic goal you saw in person? Now, obviously, it's not going to be an epic in the franchise, but what was the one?
Oh, the Johnny Gaudreau one against Anaheim, where he tied the game.
Yep,
19 seconds left. Top of the circle, roofed it on Freddie Anderson, who, you know.
Why does this one stand out to me? Remember a couple years ago when you were in Calgary and Sharon Govich scored that one goal?
Against Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was a crazy comeback game.
That was just, epic in very different terms. But that night, that was epic.
Yeah, my dad was with me and a good friend of mine, Brittany, and... Yeah, that was nuts. That was actually that was crazy. That was the worst game I ever saw Chris Letang play professionally. He was a -3. He got a Kadri burned him real bad on the goal he scored. Went end to end. Just went right around him like he was a pylon. But yeah, Sharon Govich had the game winner. That was wild. And that's the thing. Like, you think about certain ones that were just really fun to be a part of. Even if they're kind of meaningless in the end. Like, remember that the 14-15 season, all those comeback wins, those last minute game tying goals and then overtime winners. I mean, how many of those did Sean Monahan have?
How many times did we jump off the couch that year?
Oh, I think that's why I needed a new couch. Just wore it. I mean,
it's crazy when you think back to that season. Like, that was mind blowing. We were, I was off the charts a lot of nights, you know. It was a fun season.
Mike Camilleri, he scored some pretty big goals. You know, he scored a lot of them for Calgary. 39 that first season he had with the Flames. That one off season until he was reacquired years later. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of some others.
Trying to think of which one in person that I remember the most. I know this sounds crazy, but it was probably 92 or 93. What year? No, it was later. What year did Winnipeg leave the first time? 94?
96.
96. So it was the 95-96 season. I went up to Winnipeg to watch the Flames, and that was the game that Theo Fleury took a puck in the bench in the face and had to leave in the third period. But I remember Steve Chiasson, rest in peace. Fired a slap shot that went right in the upper corner on Nikolai Hobby-Boulin for the Winnipeg Jets. They put the Flames out 1-0 in that game. Flames extended the lead to a 4-1, and Keith Tkachuk rattled off 3 straight goals and beat us.
Great. As was common with Keith Tkachuk in the mid-90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about epic goals that we remember for the Flames. What's an epic goal that an opponent scored on us that still makes you cringe? Because I have one that I will never forget. The exact place I was sitting, what I was doing, and how shitty I felt for weeks.
The Marty St. Louis game 6 overtime winner. That killed me. That killed me. And that's when I was like, fuck, it's over, right?
You know which one sticks out in my mind? 1994 Game 7 Western Conference Quarterfinals. A pass from Jeff Brown to the Russian Rocket goes in.
Oh, yeah.
Beats Vernon 4-3 victory. They came back from a 3-1 deficit. And I can still. I just remember the deflated feeling I felt. Oh.
I don't know that we'll ever see a more explosive hockey player than Pavel Bure.
Is it sad to say that if you said Brad, like, I want to know your favorite 5 hockey players of all time, he's probably number 2, and he's a Vancouver Canuck. You know how much I hate the Canucks.
Yep.
He was that excited.
Yep. That'll be actually, that's another good episode idea. His favorite
player. That is another good episode.
Just for, you know, to reference that era of hockey, the dead puck era where those guys meant so much more. One of, if not my favorite hockey player ever, probably number two, like you said about Bray, is Paul Kariya.
Oh, really?
Man, he was just so skilled.
I think we do need to sit down and do our top five because I've got some odd ones. Like, I was a big Dino Cicerelli fan.
Yeah, that's cool.
We should do that. That's a good episode.
Yeah. I think my, I'll just mention this because it's funny, but like, I was at the Western Conference final between Vegas and Edmonton in 2025 in Edmonton, and I was at the game where the puck went off Drysdale skating into their own net, and they lost like 4-3 with like a minute left, and it just sucked the life right out of the building. Like, first time I'd been in that building, beautiful, unlike the rest of Edmonton. but yeah, it was like, oh man, like, just brutal. Anyway,
for a team that's only won one Stanley Cup, we have a handful of good goals that we've talked about today. And I just hope and pray that when we do this episode again 10 years from now, we've got a handful. Because with some of the talent we have coming up right now, boy, I feel like we could have some more epic ones in the making.
Do you have that DVD set, 10 Greatest Playoff Games?
Got it, right? Yep, it's on the shelf.
Do you know how hard that must have been to put that together?
Yeah. Oh, you know what else is hard? It's like, I wanted to watch it the other day, and I'm like, I don't even have a DVD player.
I have my Xbox, so that works.
Oh, what is this world coming to? Well, thanks for joining Kyle and I on this special episode of Flames Unfiltered. Fun talking about the non-typical Flames stuff, the history stuff, the stuff that made us Flames, right? Yeah, it's fun. You'll see a collage of these throughout the offseason this year, and we hope you enjoy them as much as Kyle and I enjoy putting out these special episodes, and make sure you join us next week for another episode of Flames Unfiltered.
Can't wait.
So you want the best bang for your buck. Big brute bounces, don't blink twice before they rough you up. Rather cut a check that's
Thanks for listening to Flames Unfiltered with Brad Giroux and Kyle Lewis, your source for unfiltered Calgary Flames hockey talk. Keep it locked on flamesunfiltered.ca. Subscribe where you get all your podcasts to never miss an episode. Flames Hockey Talk every week, presented by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.